The Ohio House has followed the Senate's lead in approving a measure meant to keep more nonviolent offenders out of prison. Senate Bill 66 would let judges direct people convicted of drug offenses and other nonviolent felonies away from prison and instead to what the state calls community control. Joining us now for more is Ohio's Prisons Director, Gary Moore. Thanks for your time, sir.
It's always great to be with you.
What is community control? What does that mean?
Well, that means that a person who has been convicted of a criminal offense is being supervised in the community as opposed, for example, to sending someone to prison.
Is that county jail or is it nonprofits or what does that mean?
Community control can be a variety of things. It doesn't need to be sitting in a bed in a confined setting. It could be in a halfway house. It could be in an outpatient treatment program. It could be in a lot of things. It could be in intensive probation or under a probation officer. Mm-hmm. So it's a variety, a whole menu of options that are not prison-based.
Is state money that would otherwise be used to incarcerate these people going to these community programs?
Well, let me just say that we have in the last 7.5 years increased our money out of our budget in the prison line to the community line by about $103 million a year.
Is this a funded initiative, though?
Some of the programs that the counties will utilize, for example, intensive probation or medication-assisted treatment or half placement in halfway houses or placement in CBCFs, we fund a significant part of those kinds of programs, but we don't necessarily fund every option that that we're talking about here today.
The state has said this will help rehabilitate offenders. It also will save money, right? That's the plan? It saves money?
Yeah, it is. If you think about it, I think what all of us want are outcomes. And sometimes in criminal justice, the outcomes are difficult to measure. But what we do know, and this is not Gary Moore talking, it's really from the Washington State Policy Institute Journal that says that community-based sanctions and treatment for nonviolent Ohioans or nonviolent offenders is actually twice as effective as sending someone to prison, in some cases to become educated in criminality, and at one-third the cost.
A similar program meant to keep some offenders out of prison was included in the most recent state budget. We talked to a Franklin County judge last year who was worried that it took discretion away from judges. Does judges' discretion weigh into a program like this?
It really does. And let me just be on the record, say that we certainly support judicial discretion. Currently under law, it says that if a person fails one time in the intervention in lieu program, meaning they test positive for drugs, the judge is required to take them out of the intervention in lieu program, which means that their sentence will exist. This provision will allow a judge to look at someone individually, and if they have two or three drug tests that test positive, but the judge believes they're earnestly working hard in a program, the judge can keep them in this program and ultimately potentially keep them out of a criminal record that then impacts their employment.
I know it's impossible to predict something that is prospective in nature. Are there any estimates, though, on how many people this could keep out of prison?
We have not looked at the estimates. I think it clearly has the potential of diverting more people. Pretrial diversion cases, I think, are going to increase. Intervention lieu cases, and people will get through in a much greater be involved in that in a much greater way. I don't know.
Gary Moore is the director of Ohio's Department of Rehabilitation and Correction. We've been talking about a bill to steer more low-level felony offenders away from prison and to community control. Mr. Moore, thanks again.
Thank you very much.